Now it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Hey, Hug.
And Ha! Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, man?
I know Bible study is usually on a Wednesday, Sybil J. I don't know if you knew that, Tom, but I might show up on a Tuesday, y'all. I need to upgrade my prayer package, Sybil, because when a white man lose 4 jobs in a day, Sybil, a brother got to pray. Speaking of prayer, remember last week when I told y'all El Chapo's son was kidnapped?
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, he was really kidnapped, son. No Ryan Lochte. Well, he's been free. According to some reliable sources that wasn't Sean Penn, I guess El Chapo's somewhat happy his son is free, but he's going to have to get a blood test now, Sybil, to see if he's the father. You dig? Hey, did y'all hear what Eddie Murphy said? Robin Williams and John Belushi called him a tight ASS because he didn't do cocaine with them back in the day?
Yeah, man.
I believe it.
Jay, do you remember back in Comedy Store days? Do you remember those days, Jay?
They wouldn't let me in the hood.
Oh, okay. Oh, they only let the comedians in there.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Maybe the smaller room. Did you do the big room, Jay, or the smaller room?
No, I never went inside.
No.
Okay, bro. All right. Well, Cousin Nato told me that all the rich people did cocaine back in the day. It was considered a rich people drug. I didn't know that, which means everybody didn't have the dough for the blow. That's what they used to call it back in the day. Cousin Nato says back in the day, the rich people did blow and the broke people did reefer. And they used to call him, Sybil, this is history, they used to call him Nickelbag Nato. I didn't know that, Sybil. Before Cousin Nato, Nickelbag Nato had reefer bags bigger than a car, though. That was his tagline, right? Nickelbag Nato had reefer bags bigger than a car, though. I asked him why did they call him that. He said, because Nickelbag Nato had reefer bags bigger than a truck, though. Didn't rhyme. Tom, Sybil, Jay, did y'all hear? I'm sure you heard, Jay, that Nick Cannon is moving to D.C.
Yeah, man.
He's a freshman at Howard University. Oh, freshman 15 going to have a whole new meaning, y'all. Oh, because that Nick's going to be wilding out on campus. Damn, Silver. I wanted him and Chili to work out, too. Yeah, because you know those freshmen's going to be in formation. No, actually, Nick's like them older women. You know, he's the Lady Eloise whisperer.
Lady Eloise.
Real gossip tomorrow.